Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends. How are you today on this terrific Tuesday? Glad you could be with us. I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris back in the saddle on the other side of the glass. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida, or as we like to call our myriad of stations in Southwest Florida, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. And, of course, if that doesn't get the job done, you can also download our app. It's free. You take your phone everywhere, you take us with you. It's that simple. ESPN Southwest Florida, free app. We are also on a website, ESPNSWFL.com, where you can go back in time and listen to Sheeman and Shepherd podcast. You can listen live. You can sign up to win contests all the time. Great stuff there as well. And we're on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You may follow me on Twitter. I would encourage you to do so at Craig ESPN and encourage you to follow Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Still more fallout from the Super Bowl and the NFL to get to. It is a Red Alert Tuesday where we put people, teams, and situations on blast. Twitter police, Sunshine State. We'll check in with the Everblades with Chris Palin today like we like to do on Tuesdays. And another round of Wikipedia and some more giveaways. One of them involves the Chubb Classic out at Tiburon, which we'll be broadcasting from on Thursday. Looking forward to that. Pete Shepherd, how are you today?
Great. Gorgeous day outside. A little chilly this morning, but, man, it was a spectacular, nice breeze. One of those, open the windows, don't need the AC or anything like that. Fantastic. Fantastic. Man, I am so jacked and pumped for tonight. You have no idea. College basketball. It is going to be one hell of a night. Your Hoosiers in Wisconsin, my Friars in Villanova. It's crazy. But the Kyler Murray stuff is incredibly interesting. James Harden. And again, I apologize for the start of the first half hour of the New York Knicks pregame show as they spent yet another half hour on talking about a team that absolutely sucks and is. It's amazing how they just don't understand their national audience. But other than that, it's been a fantastic day. You got to work okay. I got to work okay.
I did not get killed on the way to work today. In fact, I didn't even have a close call. Well, that's breaking news.
I was in Publix for about 5 minutes, and it is amazing how dangerous the parking lot. This is, 5 years now living down here full time, and this month is the absolute worst. Mm-hmm. What is this sense of entitlement that people have driving around Publix parking lots? Just no credibility, no common sense at all. None.
Are you getting beeped at, honked at?
No. I'm trying going very slow, like 2 miles an hour because I know better. Uh-huh. People just back out without looking.
Yeah, they do that.
People just walk across when it's not the crosswalk and just expect you to stop and whatever. We're not usually, but I mean, just the sense of entitlement of. It's like watching cockroaches scatter when the light comes on.
We can't be expected to direct traffic and participate in traffic at the same time. You're so right.
It's just unbelievable. Stop when you're supposed to stop. But nope.
It's crazy.
I'm 80 years old. I can just back out whenever the hell I want. I've earned that right. Okay.
Yeah, I saw some of that this weekend when I was at my remote at the PGA Tour Superstar. I was watching people in the parking lot. People are walking to the store through the lot, and the cars are just backing into them. It happened twice.
It really isn't just Publix. It's any, you're right.
Parking lots, lot
or strip mall or anything else. It's just, where is the common courtesy and common sense anyway?
It's crazy.
What's up, Chris?
Chris, welcome back. How are you?
Good. Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? Something's off with you. What?
No, I'm good. What's going on? I'm good. Right. Just been busy today playing catch up.
Catch up.
So.
Hines?
Huh? Oh,
not
catch
Hines.
Up. Hold on.
Is there any other?
All right.
Hunts?
Don't like it. Too sweet.
Okay.
I don't like it. Chris Farley would have been 58 years old today.
Hey, now.
That's Chris's guy.
Yeah. That's my, I love
Chris him. Thinks Chris. John Candy greater than.
No, Chris Farley greater
Chris Farley.
Than. John
Chris
Candy,
Farley, greater, than John, greater Candy. Than John Candy on TV. John Candy, much greater in the movies.
I can get down with that
yeah.
assessment.
Chris Farley on television is just, yeah. Like, I can watch every skit that he does for 3 hours and not miss a
beat. He's the SNL GOAT.
No, he's not.
Well, he's one of them. He's one of them.
Will Ferrell and Eddie Murphy are higher.
Eddie Murphy did it for a year.
Trust me.
No, it
Eddie Murphy
count.
Was the biggest
no,
star
no,
that ever walked on that
Eddie
stage.
Eddie Murphy was there more than a
doesn't
year.
I could go John Belushi and Chevy Chase, but you wouldn't understand.
Was he there 2 years?
Who?
He wasn't there more than two. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo were together for a couple years.
Yeah, they were. That was pretty. No, Chris Farley's in the top five. He absolutely is.
Easy.
Yep.
All right, fine. Agree to disagree.
I mean, name a skit that he did that's not funny.
Can't do it.
I'm trying to come up with one.
Can't do it.
Really? I mean, like, everything. I'm trying to think of one skit that he ever did. I think one of the most underrated ones is when...
the best one was Dirty Dancing.
Well, that. No, that's... You know what? That's like fourth on my list. One of my favorite ones that's under... Obviously, you know, Van Down by the River and play Matt Foley. Matt Foley.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, and the interview with Paul McCartney, and oh, that was awesome. That kind of one of my favorite ones. He's in Japan playing some sort of Jeopardy game, but if you get a question wrong, they chop off a piece of your hand.
Yes.
And he kept getting it right.
Yes.
And they were speaking Japanese, and that's one of the funniest things.
All right, before we go any further,
Eddie Murphy, 80 to 84. Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. 80. Oh, so he's there four seasons, or maybe five.
Five. Yeah.
See, 5 years, Chris. Yeah. Just wrote off the greatest stretch. All right, it is 7 minutes past the hour.
Whoa.
Close call out of the box. Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Adam Schefter is reporting the Minnesota Vikings will announce Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell to be the team's next head coach. Super Bowl 56 drew over 112 million viewers across America. Cincinnati had the highest rating of any city with a 46.1. A new book by author Ian O'Connor, set to come out next week, says Duke wanted to hire Harvard coach Tommy Amaker to succeed Coach K, but Krzyzewski wanted current coach-in-waiting John Shire to be tasked with the job.
I want to get to all of that. So nobody in Los Angeles watched the Super Bowl.
Here it is. Top 10 metered markets for Super Bowl 56 based on 44 markets in order. One, Cincinnati at the top. I'm not going to realize 46.1 and 84 share. Number two, not too far behind at all, was Detroit.
Yeah.
Three, Pittsburgh. Four, Columbus. Five, Kansas City. Six, Milwaukee. Seven, Cleveland. Actually, Milwaukee and Cleveland were tied for sixth. Eighth place with Boston. Nine, Philadelphia. 10, Jacksonville.
Doesn't crack the top 10.
Hello? McFly, anybody home? How in the number two market and your team in the Super Bowl and you don't crack the top 10? Wow.
Well, lots of...
You people...
Lots of things to do, I guess. It did look beautiful out, 85 and sunny. I don't know. Not surprised by the Detroit number. I mean, almost as many people there as in Cincinnati watched that. Just moved here, guy. I'll give you a shout out. He came out. Glad to meet you Saturday. Thanks for coming out. Just wearing his swag. He got the PGA Tour Superstore. Yeah, that was an interesting number with the stats and where. Who was watching what on the Super Bowl? So Chris gave the numbers overall. I think about 99 million watched on NBC, about another 2 million on Telemundo, and
Peacock, and
11 million
streamed
it. You know. Yeah. All right. Well, we're counting down the days.
It's all over.
One. By the way, well, no, it's not. I mentioned yesterday the Super Bowl 57 futures are out. I have the whole list.
Oh, yeah. Let's go
actually,
over that.
Chris, would you mind accompanying me with a little bit of list music?
And
start
now,
at the bottom.
A list.
The Jets, the Texans, and the Lions all plus 15,000 to win the Super Bowl.
That should be higher than
that. That's disrespectful for Detroit. Jaguars plus 10,000. Giants and Bears. There you go, Chris. Plus 8,000. the Commanders, the Panthers, and the Falcons plus 5,000. Steelers plus 4,000 along with the Eagles and the Dolphins, fins up, and the Raiders. The Seahawks are plus 3,500, as are the Saints. The Vikings with the new coach plus 3,000. The Browns plus 3,000. All right, now here's where it gets interesting. The Evil Empire, the Patriots, plus 2,500 along with the Colts, neck and neck, and the Cardinals. Think about that. As dysfunctional as the Cardinals are, same odds as the Patriots. I don't know. There might be some value.
How about Indy with Carson Wentz not going to be there?
Right, right.
Who's their quarterback?
Aaron Rodgers. Get the futures now, ooh, and then when they sign Rodgers, they're going to go to the top. It's going to be good value. Titans plus 2,200, as are the Tom Brady-less Buccaneers. The Chargers plus 2,000. They're getting in the playoffs, no doubt about it. Broncos plus 2,000. Ravens plus 2,000. Futures for the Packers are plus 1,400. They must think Aaron Rodgers is staying, but they don't win. What are they doing?
Well, if he doesn't stay, that's the thing. If you're going to bet it, you got to get it in now because...
Yep. That's the same as the Cowboys, by the way, plus 1,400. The 49ers, is Trey Lance getting them back in? I don't know, but they're plus 1,100, as are the Bengals.
Yeah.
And your final three, the Rams plus 1,000, and your favorites, the Bills and the Chiefs at plus 750.
Yeah, that part makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah, you're gambling on who's going to be quarterback. You don't know what's going on with Kyler Murray. You don't know what's going on with Indy. You don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, so...
What is going on with Kyler Murray? I'm getting a little tired of it.
Oh, I think everybody is. I think everybody is. He's being a baby.
And now he says this nonsense is not what I'm about. Well, yeah, he kind of started it, I guess.
And he's only hurting himself value-wise, trade value-wise, if he really wants out. Like we said last week, he removed himself from Instagram and doesn't follow them anymore. He follows the A's and everything else. And
yeah.
Go ahead, Kyler. Leave football. Go try to walk onto the Major League Baseball staff without a team without, you know, sucking up with my... And not to mention, Major League Baseball announced over the weekend that they're taking away a whole bunch of minor league jobs.
I know.
Not in Triple A and Double A and Single A, but still.
But why to hurt the little man in order to make your profit?
Because they are a-holes. Yeah, that's why.
Makes no sense.
These owners, I am so anti-owners in this whole thing. They're $100 million apart in so much stuff. I can't see it. I'd be a miracle for me if there's baseball in June. A miracle. And so I think Wilbon brought this up yesterday. I was listening to a replay of pardon the interruption. He's absolutely right. At least in the NFL, the NHL, and the NBA, they've had issues, obviously. But they've come, at least recently, they've come to some kind of an accord. You got Major League Baseball Players Association and Major League Baseball don't dislike each other. They hate each other. Mm-hmm. Hate. There is nothing here that is happening that is productive. Nothing. And I don't really see it in the field. And pitchers and catchers are supposed to report today.
Today.
We're supposed to report today. I am seeing nothing. And Jeff Passan said earlier today, one of his tweets, well, the next collective bargaining session between MLB and MLBPA has not yet been scheduled. The players are still determining how they want to respond to the league's proposal from Saturday. This is going nowhere fast.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere fast. It really stinks. It's too bad.
Yeah, it does. All right. And I don't expect any new news there. Why
does
my phone keep ringing? I thought I turned this off. I'm like an old person, can't turn his phone off at church. All right, there we go. I saw that the Bengals assistant Al Golden, who's had ties to Miami, yep, and whatnot, going to be the new defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. But Kevin O'Connell is indeed the new head coach of the Rams, their offensive coordinator. You know, small criticism, Mike Florio was doing Mike Florio here where he was trying to stir stuff up because it had been 6 minutes since the Super Bowl was over. And he tried to get some articles and some talk going about, whoa, how come there hasn't been a deal yet between the Vikings and Kevin O'Connell? Is this a Josh McDaniels situation with the Colts? With each minute that goes by with no deal, there may be no deal. I wish he wouldn't do stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. And it'll be done officially Thursday.
Yeah.
It's officially done. He will be introduced on Thursday. The deal is done.
Yeah. I've been a big fan of Florio's reporting over the last few days.
You have or have not?
I have. I have.
A lot of it's real. A lot of it's good. But sometimes he gets. He always talks about, I don't want to do clickbait, and then this is like clickbait.
I get it. But his clickbait story on, I think it came out today. Maybe it was yesterday and I missed it. But on Stephen Ross being outed.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Big fan of that reporting.
Yeah, we went through.
It's a great report.
We spent some time on it yesterday.
We went through that yesterday. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, and we were talking about that, Chris, because the thing with that, I know Ian Rappaport had some stuff over the weekend about it, but the thing is when, and you know this, my point yesterday was, you know, MLB Network / MLB.com, NFL Network, NFL.com, NHL Network, NHL.com, NBA Network, NBA TV, and they usually don't throw their own under the bus. You don't see a lot of like that mm-hmm. unless it's blatantly obvious, you don't see a lot of that stuff. And NFL Network is sort of pushing this story, which means it may have a little more teeth than a lot of people think. That's the difference. You don't see that. MLB Network never does it. NHL Network very rarely. And NBA TV never, never goes after their own. This seems a little different, but we'll see.
Who's more likely to lose their ownership first, Stephen Ross or Daniel Snyder?
Well, that's another thing.
Or none of the above.
Well, Stephen Ross.
Far ahead. Another Congress could be closing in on an issue, a formal subpoena for documents for the Washington workplace misconduct investigation. So, there's another pro football had that this morning at 10 o'clock. So there's it's going to get really interesting. They may have to fork over some emails and text messages, and then things are really going to get nuts.
Yeah.
So
does Brian Flores coach again? Does he get blackballed or something?
I don't know. I think he will, but I don't know. Obviously,
we would all be unanimous in saying he deserves to be a head coach. But I don't know. I thought Colin Kaepernick would be back in the league at one time, and I hate to see Brian Flores go through this. But according to him, it's for the bigger cause. But I don't know.
I don't know. But if Houston hires McCown in any type of assistant role, that would be crazy.
By the way, Lovie Smith, speaking of Houston, he wants resolution to the Deshaun Watson situation as soon as possible. Don't we all?
Well, yeah.
One week.
Yeah.
February 22nd, that's his court date, right?
That's the court date. Now, is it resolved on the court date, or does this drag on for 3 weeks? Well, I don't know how this works.
We'll find out, but I do know this. As I said yesterday and over the weekend, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are reportedly doing their big-time due diligence on two big people, Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson.
Wilson, I get. And as I mentioned on the show yesterday, with what you went through with Jameis and the Uber driver, and you took him off, you wiped him off of all marketing campaigns. I don't know how you turn around and go bring in Deshaun Watson.
They took Antonio Brown.
You're right.
They took Antonio Brown.
That's because Tom Brady made him.
Well, I will see if Bruce Arians has the same Jedi powers, although he's like Obi-Wan, old Obi-Wan. You know, he might just stand there and, you know.
Well, at least with the Deshaun Watson thing, like, I find it very strange that we've had the FBI and Houston PD both conduct investigations, and there have been no charges brought against him. No criminal charges. These are all civil suits.
Yeah. Yep.
I find that strange. I'm not saying I don't believe the women. I'm not saying anything. I find it strange that we haven't had the next paragraph in this story written in the last 6 months. That seems odd to me.
You're not wrong.
There's a lot of odd things going on here.
But if the girls are, I don't even like saying it, but why not take the $100,000 settlement at that point?
Because they wanted a mill.
Okay, so that's the one. Or the other one is, I want this guy to pay for what he did. So yeah. I see both sides of it, but it is strange to me that we keep going to this Deshaun Watson thing and, all the clouds above his head and the uncertainty. And I understand it when people say that, but it's like, these are still allegations. There are no charges. None of it.
My gut feeling is he will be in uniform for the start of training camp for somebody.
I think so as well.
In July. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Because even if the civil stuff comes to light and there, you know, he's found guilty in the civil court and whatever comes of that comes of it, there can still be an NFL suspension
down. That's just it. He could be acquitted of everything, and the NFL could still say, oh, yeah, well, you're sitting out four games.
Exactly. So that can still happen, but you're right. Day one of training camp, you're still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm still looking. Has anybody seen, scrubbed any reports for Joe Burrow's knee status? It's Tuesday. I thought that was a pretty serious knee injury.
Serious OBJs, but yeah. OBJ's not going to be ready for the start of the season.
No way. I don't think so. I question whether you can do it again. I mean, it's a tear on the same ligament twice. I don't know, man.
It's normally 9 months, right?
For the first time. It's the second time on the same ligament.
I don't know if that's not a doctor.
I don't know if it tore along the same seam.
Play one.
I don't know.
That'd be something. Anyway.
Let's see. What? Screaming Little Girl says, why did the story come out after Deshaun Watson said he wanted out of Houston, not before?
There was that.
There's a lot of oddities with this story.
That's how the Easterbees roll. Or Easterbee. Whatever.
Easterbee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The singular.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are they selling their team? The McNair family?
I haven't heard that. No.
Okay, so the son's keeping it.
Yeah.
Or whoever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever
it's been
got
a couple years. Oh, yeah. I think they would have, but yeah, that's not up for sale.
Now, here's a report coming out. Again, Katie Barlow, this was yesterday, but Washington Commanders have not complied with congressional requests for documents from the team's internal investigation. Delegate Eleanor Norton said that the committee can't afford to be ignored, and the subpoena could come as soon as today. She said yesterday, tomorrow.
Deny, delay. That's how you do these things.
You can't just ignore Congress, though.
A lot of people do.
You can't.
I see a lot of people, a lot of politicians, a lot of people have been called into Congress and people just ignore it. Nothing ever happens to anybody.
Well, they lie. I did not take steroids.
Yeah. Well, truly. All right. We are just warming up here on a Tuesday, Red Alert Tuesday. Coming up in an hour, we'll put some people, teams, and situations on blast because they deserve it. Also, the Chubb Classic, presented by Serve Pro, is Friday through Sunday at Tiburon in Naples. We got some tickets to the Legends Lounge on the 17th Green and giveaway for the rest of the week. So keep listening for your chance to win. That's coming up maybe 5:20-ish and or so. And we're going to be broadcasting out there on Thursday too. So all that coming up. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. A couple of texts I want to react to. First of all, Daily 1330 has looked up the probability of returning from ACLs in Odell Beckham Jr.'s case. Of course, he has already returned from one. This was the same knee. It says it usually takes 9 months to two years to fully recover and potentially get back to sports for athletes. Even still, many will not return to the same level of sport, or if they do, their careers will be shortened. Return to sport occurs in 81% of patients, which he's already done once, and 65% to pre-injury level, 55% return to competitive sports. Just a little fun fact there, or unfun fact.
Yeah.
I'd love to know the time frame for that. Is that all time? Because if that's an all-time number, then
we've gotten better at it.
We've gotten much better at it.
Yeah, like nobody takes. Well,
I mean, I can't think of the last guy, like a young guy who tore his ACL.
I mean, Joe Burrow did it,
It kind of like ruined their career. I'm sure that you can find an example or two, but like Lattimore from South Carolina, the running back.
Yeah,
what was that, a decade ago?
Yeah.
But that was more than just a torn ACL. I mean, that was a complete knee reconstruction.
I still this used to be able to be a career ender back in the day, back in the old timey days, and it all turned with McGahee, Miami.
Yeah,
and the championship game, it had every ligament torn off his leg and was still drafted in the first round and had a pretty decent career, to be honest.
In Rappaport, 20 seconds ago, Joey Burrow suffered a knee injury in the Super Bowl that will not require surgery.
Good.
Sources say based on initial tests, he'll have to rehab, but the sprain should not drastically alter his offseason.
Good. Maybe it was a hyperextension or whatever. It looked uncomfortable.
Well, that it looked very uncomfortable, and I told you when Stafford went down, I thought his ankle was going to snap in half. The way his it looked backwards to me, I couldn't believe that both of them I thought were done.
Yep.
Initially, when they went down, I'm like, wow.
And then Cougar Hunter texting in about the Buccaneers exploring options at quarterback. He put a list together. I'm curious who you all think would be the best fit or the most likely fit. He put the quarterbacks to replace Tom Brady. Deshaun Watson, 1. Russell Wilson, 2. Jimmy G, 3. Aaron Rodgers, 4. I'll put Jameis, 5, just because it's fun.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which one do you guys?
I don't mind that. I think if you had to, if you could take anybody, you would probably take Aaron Rodgers, right? But I think he's what he's factoring in is that he's not going to be, if he does leave Green Bay, which to me, now, again, I'm up to 50-50 because I've ruled out retiring.
Right.
I'm at 50-50. Right. I'm at 50-50. So, but if he leaves Green Bay, I can't see him going to the NFC. I just can't see it. But stranger things have happened.
All right.
But I don't mind that. I don't mind that list.
I think Jimmy G is the most likely, just because you know he's available.
Right.
I don't think the Bucs have the draft capital to go up against a team like Miami. Not saying Miami, but a team that has a lot of first-round picks over the next few years, they can just offer more to the Texans. And it really doesn't matter. Or Deshaun has a no-trade, doesn't he?
Yeah, Deshaun does have a no-trade.
I guess he could force his way to Tampa if he wanted to be there.
But the other team that no one's talking about that has a definite quarterback issue is?
Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's going there?
Everybody,
Tampa Bay and Seattle. I mean, there's a lot of it. And then if Russell Wilson leaves, who goes there?
Well, I don't think anybody wants to go to Seattle if Russ leaves.
No, but I'm just wondering who they go after.
Why don't they just swap out Kyler Murray for Russ out there and just call it a day?
The NFC West.
Yeah, just call it a day. And I said this a year ago. I still like it. If Aaron does decide to leave the Packers, I still like the Colts. I think that's a team that's built that could get deep, get to a Super Bowl if they just fix their quarterback spot. I think it would be appealing for both sides.
Yeah, but again, what do they have? Is it more beneficial if he goes to Denver for the Green Bay? Is it more? I mean, it all depends on what you can get.
Mm-hmm.
If indeed he goes, which, as you know, is at 50%.
50-50 for
so
Pete.
So who's staying with the Packers? I think that's the biggest thing. Other than if Rodgers stays, who else is staying with Green Bay? Because that's going to be a big factor of him throwing another mini nutty.
I hope he leaves. I want that division opened up.
Is he still with Shailene?
No. It's funny you
mentioned
that.
They're engaged, right?
I read twice.
You told me Friday they were engaged.
I've read twice now.
I expect
as recently as yesterday. That there are rumors that it's off.
Wow.
And the rumors that it's off because she finds him controlling and manipulative.
Really?
Breaking news.
Well, she's probably not a sports fan, so she was just getting to know Aaron.
She had no idea who he was when they met. And I think Aaron probably found that appealing at first.
Well, and like a lot of people, I'm sure the pandemic version of Aaron Rodgers was a lot more laid back than the regular version of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pandemic version of everybody was like, we're fine.
Well, I'm reading a report from January 9th that Aaron Rodgers called off his own wedding with fiancée Shailene Woodley only after a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that take, because the whole thing was he wanted to move west. He wanted to be closer to Los Angeles.
Right.
So why
is he building a house in Nashville?
The belief only grew after Shailene Woodley did not post any social media messages for Aaron Rodgers for the quarterback's birthday on December 2nd.
Ooh.
It garnered further momentum when the duo did not spend Christmas together, a festival which people generally spend in the presence of your close and loved ones.
Yep. You know, also remember, pandemic Rodgers was also anti-Packers Rodgers, blowing everything off, going to Hawaii.
Right,
I mean, that
could
be fun for anybody.
Right.
A tipster said,
you live on vacation, like you have no problems. You're just happy.
Going, so this is what life is like with a multi-million-dollar quarterback.
Yeah, this is sweet.
An insider source revealed the worst news possible for Rodgers fans. Quote, non-existent is closer to the truth. They didn't even spend Christmas together, and the wedding is off. Rodgers is not pulling his weight and is never around.
Selfish.
He chose football over her, and she's devastated.
But that's how it is during
football
season.
Of course it is.
Look at the Bradys. Giselle has to put up with this every football season.
How do you do it? I mean, I don't know how she does it in that, you know, gazillion-dollar mansion with I don't know how many servants and, you know, who knows. I mean,
so they might still be together, but he's not going to dictate where he plays next year based off of being close to Los Angeles. It doesn't sound like.
Right. I think there's a little there that both Rodgers and Brady want to play for the 49ers. Just a little bit. Just a smidge. Although, has Rodgers written off the 49ers since they passed him up in the draft? You know, that grudge, that 15-year grudge.
It's not even the same ownership anymore, is it?
No. The Yorks are gone.
I mean, everybody's gone.
Yeah.
So it's the same.
Even Trent Baalke.
It's the same.
Is he there?
I don't.
Did Baalke come in after?
I think he was after. Okay. So, I mean, I'd imagine there's very little carryover from the before. I mean, what year was that? Whatever year it was.
Yeah.
Now, if he does leave and stay in the NFC, now that would be interesting if you went to the 49ers who've beaten the Packers, six times in a row?
Yeah, two of the last 3 years. I mean, yeah, in the playoffs.
And then regularly, six times in a row, I think, now?
And every time Aaron Rodgers has gone out to San Francisco, they've stunk. What if he goes out there and stinks all the time?
How could Green Bay, though, trade him to San Fran? How could they do that?
You can't do it.
You can't.
You cannot do
and
it.
And nor can they trade him to Tampa Bay or – it's got to be in the AFC. It's got to be, right? It's got to be. Now, it's odd to say I don't see him, like, a fit in Pittsburgh, but, you know, who the hell knows?
I could see him grinding it out with the Steel City, with the blue-collar people.
Yeah. I cannot. That seems disastrous.
But you know what? Talent wins out.
I know.
You know, talent wins out.
But it just takes one of those Tuesday interviews with Pat McAfee where he said something about the, you know, Steelers Nation and gets them all riled up.
Yeah. Could be.
By the way, we had Gabe on Friday, so Gabe killed it on Pat McAfee's show last Friday
and
third. Yeah, so he was like a stud. It was fantastic.
I saw him all over Twitter with
he
Pat.
Had a big
see the
week.
Jacket. Yeah, he had that Super Bowl jacket that
he
bought.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
$199. We asked.
Yeah. That was a big thing last week. Was when are we going to get like the Super Bowl logos with character back? Not these corporate logos.
Yeah.
Like, I want the good Super Bowl logos.
Yeah. Like where the Roman numeral stands out, nice big orange and yellow color.
A lot of people want to do away with Roman numerals. I'm Aaron Rodgers on it. I'm 50-50.
I was cool through 39 because I could do them. I thought Super Bowl 40 was going to be four X's, and when it wasn't, that rocked my world, and
XL.
I can't keep up anymore.
LBI now is easy for a while. Wait till we get to 60.
I know.
What's LX?
I don't even know.
I would think that's LX. Because L is 50. So XL was 40. LX would be 60.
I'll find out for you.
Most people think Rodgers is going to Denver. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we thought it was Denver last April. it was allegedly a done deal.
60 is LX, 70 LXX, 80 LXXX. All right.
80. Wow.
Super Bowl 80.
24 years?
I should
be alive.
It's going to be. I'm on the fence.
79? I'm on the fence.
I'm on the fence. I should be here for it, but.
We'll be sitting here, you and I, going, back in my day, Super Bowl 56, Cooper Kupp almost hit Matthew Stafford with a touchdown pass, but he overthrew him.
Back in my day.
No.
Oh, come on, Chris.
Oh. Yeah. It's today. We're talking about the future.
No. Ironically, we're 30 years into the future talking about today as back in my day.
As Simone Biles and Jonathan Owens are engaged, speaking of couples who are engaged.
They've been a couple for a minute.
Jonathan Owens plays for the Texans.
Texans, yes.
Yes, DB.
I wouldn't know that if I didn't click on the story today. Yeah. So
I knew that because I knew they were dating.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a little bit of an update on the House Oversight Committee regarding Washington. So the committee has received additional documents from the NFL, which we are currently reviewing. We have been clear that the NFL must stop hiding the results of the Wilkinson investigation and fully comply with the committee's request, or the committee will have no choice but to take further action. The chairs are committed to uncovering the truth about what happened with the Washington Commanders organization and how allegations were handled by the NFL in order to inform legislative efforts to make workplaces safe for everyone. Mm. See, everybody's going to look bad in this if this all comes to fruition. And obviously, the generals, what the hell is their name? Commanders.
Commanders. Get it, learn it, love it.
They're going to look horrible, and Roger Goodell is really going to look horrible.
No, it's not the Commodores. Don't do that to me, Chris, because it's morphing in my brain. It could go one way or the other.
I get it. It's fresh.
Bill in Naples says, can you imagine if Rodgers and Brady wanted to mess with people and they both go to the Niners? A little two-quarterback system?
I think a platoon.
I
think San Fran is absolutely committed.
To what?
To
Trey Lance?
To Trey Lance, yeah.
For one year.
Well, no.
They're committed to him the way the Dolphins have been committed to Tua. They'll give him a year and then that's it.
Well, I don't. You got to give him more than a year,
I agree, but that's not how it works.
It's how it works. It's going to have to.
They've been trying to get rid of Tua for 18 months.
Tua?
Yeah.
No, this guy loves him.
Who?
McDaniel.
New coach, McDaniel.
He's got to say that. That's who he's got.
Okay. But maybe it's, I don't know. Let's just wait and see how it goes.
We'll see when Deshaun Watson suits up for minicamp.
He's no Jared Goff.
No, he's not. Must have been a tough weekend for Jared Goff, right? Sitting watching all your former teammates get back to the Super Bowl and win it this time without you.
Score more than 3 points.
Score more than 3 points. Emergency beer guy checking in. You guys are killing me. I watched Super Bowl I live.
On NBC or CBS?
Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth. Which network?
Oh, you couldn't even flip, really, back then. You had to go up and change it.
You had to get your ass up off the couch and change channels.
Remember how annoying that was?
Oh.
Now, I remember when I was growing up in Rhode Island, my dad, we had a super-duper cool outside antenna, right? You'd have to, in the box on top of the TV, you could turn it. It would go. So we could get the UHF stations that.
Or Sesame Street was on.
Well, that Sesame Street for me was on Channel 2 where I was, and that was pretty easy accessible. But so you got the four networks or three networks.
Yeah.
Even then, Fox wasn't a network.
Oh yeah, right.
If Fox was even a network way back then, it was three. It was ABC, CBS, and NBC.
And then you flip over
and then
to
you
PBS.
Had three UHF stations where you got your cartoons and during the day and Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island. That's how it worked. So basically, we had six stations. That's it.
And you had to get up and change them every time.
Horrible. Horrible. And you
had to watch commercials. Because you weren't getting up. You weren't getting your ass up off the couch to change during a commercial.
No. And of course, you're watching, if it's non-sports, and luckily my parents are really good about it and stuff. But, you know, come Sunday night, you know, you're watching 60 Minutes. You're watching what dad's watching. You got no choice. I know it's a Sebastian Maniscalco bit, but that's exactly right.
Yeah.
No, you're watching Wild Kingdom. God forbid my grandmother was over.
I saw tons of those.
You're watching Lawrence Welk.
They're the only things that are. You know,
Disney's Wonderful World of Disney was on Sunday nights, but I don't like watching that either unless there were cartoon Disney stuff, which they didn't really do.
There's an age, and I don't know what it is, where you have to, if it's not a cartoon, you won't watch it. And then you get there. I don't know if it's four or five before you watch something that's not a cartoon. I don't know.
Well,
Chris, you got
kids. For me, it was Brady Bunch of Gilligan's Island,
maybe,
right? Those were my go to.
I used to watch The Little Rascals and all that. And
the Little
Three Stooges. Those
bingo,
were not cartoons.
Little Rascals, was good.
It's different with kids now, though, because they've got so many different options where it's like they don't. They're not pigeon-held to the Saturday morning cartoon lineup.
And you can go back as your kids can go back on the iPad and go to YouTube and just watch any episode really you want. Most of them are out there on tape. Well, was there another greater feeling, Craig, back in to get the TV guide and you'd look through to see your favorite episodes coming up?
Did that come with the Sunday paper, or did you have to buy
But the Sunday paper came with one, but I'm talking about the actual TV guide, the one that Mr. Costanza collected. All of those.
I remember the Sunday version that came with the paper, and that's how I would look and see if the Lions were on local TV, which 90% of the time they were not.
But we have, Costanza was about the fall preview issue. That would come in, you know, the week before, and it was a big, thick issue, Chris, and all you cared about it when what cartoons are coming up? Yep. What's the new cartoons this week? You know, all the superhero stuff and the new Scooby-Doos, whatever
it was.
I know exactly
what you're talking about, because I can remember sitting, you know, summer nights and you're just trying to find something to watch. Instead of clicking through every channel, you go to the TV Guide channel with the scroll.
Oh, I never was big on the scroll.
Oh, you,
Oh,
another way to find a show. Another way to find anything good.
I'd much rather just click.
I'm not a clicker.
Yeah.
Well, I also didn't have a remote in my bedroom, so I had to get up and actually press the buttons.
The worst is like at a site, football's done or whatever, and maybe your parents aren't around, so you don't. And you're sitting there on the couch, and you know you got to do homework, but you're half and tired, and you just like. You don't even want to get up and change the channel. Some stupid news show is on or whatever, and you're like, do I even want to get up? Do I have the energy to get up and change the station? And to change it to what?
Tough times.
Very tough times.
Kathleen checking in. My dad never had to worry about turning the channel back in the day. That's what us kids were for. Mm-hmm. by the way, Chris, Kathleen, you know I don't bet listeners for games, but she talked me into it. Tonight we got Wisconsin and IU. I'm getting it's 2.5.
Well, that's a sucker line.
It's 3.
I love the Hoosiers. We got it at 2.5.
Really?
I love the Hoosiers tonight.
We're not playing good again. I can't figure us out.
Why is the line so low then?
Because it's so stupid. Why is Providence 4-point underdogs tonight at home? Dumb. It's been crazy.
Because they're trap lines.
They've had a bunch. Providence had a lot of teams had a bunch. No. It's a trap line last week when Wisconsin, I know they had a stumble at Penn State, but when they played at Michigan State last week, they were 4-point underdogs. Michigan was only, whatever it was, I knew Wisconsin was going to win. They won. They were an underdog, and I think they'll win tonight. No offense. I just think Wisconsin has a 4-point. I love them.
Well, you got Wisconsin in the Final Four, so you're biased.
Well, no, I'm not biased. I just think they play. This is like a bounce back game for them. They did not. They just lost upset by Penn State, right?
I like IU tonight. They're
IU had game one up at Wisconsin 2 months mm-hmm. ago, and then just quit scoring.
Yeah, but
so we're gonna if we can avoid the not scoring part, I think we can hang.
That's been their MO, though, for a lot of, especially in the second half. It's been their MO a lot of games. It's surprisingly. They've had the lead
genius.
A lot.
If you avoid the not scoring thing, you'll win.
Don't ever let the TV guys come up with the graphic, IU hasn't scored in 4 minutes and 8 seconds and counting. When you see that, if you don't see that, we're going to win the game.
You're going to win.
Yeah.
Now, look at tonight. Kentucky is a 2-point underdog at Tennessee.
Love the Vols there.
I don't. I don't.
You're getting trapped. Of the three games we just listed, they're all trap lines. Two of the favorites will win those games. I'm telling you.
They are off
or
base.
Cover.
I think they are off base here. Kentucky is playing really good basketball.
We're 25 games into the season. They know stuff. Right. They're not just throwing darts blindly at this.
You said that. Hey, what was wrong with that line with IU and Northwestern, -1 on the road? Well, it turned out 5 Hoosiers got suspended for that game. We didn't know that at the time.
No, well, that's different. If that's the case in one of these games, then that's a whole different, which so far it is not. But no, but they can be wrong sometimes, Chris. They've been wrong on the NBA a lot
because
they're getting
is never
burned.
Wrong. All right.
They're getting burned on the favorites.
We're not talking NBA.
No, I know what I'm saying, but they can't. You know, they do occasionally make some mistakes, and I think they're off of a few of these lines tonight.
All right, Chris is back, so now we're late.
You said last week, Marquette plus the 6.5 against UConn. They were playing great. It was your best bet for that night. UConn won by 11. It happens.
All right.
Well, it does happen,
but
just Sound Street.
Just Sound Street.
Because
right,
Chris
continue.
Is back and we're late.
I'm 3-2 last week.
We were tight clock management the last couple
of days.
It's
good conversation, Craig.
Let it flow. Let's just not take breaks.
Let your love flow.
Let's just stack everything towards the 5 o'clock hour and we'll get out of here at 5:30.
Yeah, we'll do it Howard Stern. We'll just have 40 minutes of commercials in the last hour.
It'll be great.
Push it all.
It'll be great.
All right. Sound Street coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right. Earlier this hour, we spent about 2 minutes updating you on the baseball negotiations. Here's Joe Buck, who must be an eternal optimist on KMOX, saying that a deal, Pete Shepherd, will get done in the next 2 weeks.
I think there's too much at stake for either side to test the patience of fans any more than they already have. And I think they're going to get something done. I think, you know, time is obviously the essence, but nothing gets done until the 11th hour in these things. And I'm not saying it's tomorrow or the next day, but I would think that within the next week or two, something will get done. I'd like to believe that, because I think with the state of the game, both sides knowing that you need to speed things up, you need to get more action back in this game. No, nobody has any patience coming out of a pandemic for billionaires fighting with millionaires.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anything's going to get done.
I hope you're right. I strongly disagree. He said hope a lot there, I hope. Yeah, right. I hope too, but the reality is they're $100 million apart in a lot of things here.
All right, he also says baseball cannot afford to lose many, you say any, many regular season games.
Yeah, I get it. Each side has points that they feel really strongly about, and they're both really prideful sides that are going at it at the negotiating table. But everybody's got to take a step back and go, well, this thing needs to get done, needs to get done now. So I can't imagine losing many games in April, let alone, flushing April and starting games in May. Both sides are too smart for that. I have to believe.
I don't know.
Joe, what planet are you freaking living on?
Smart.
What do you mean I would be shocked? What are you, crazy? I mean, I know you're paid broadcaster from MLB. I get it. But come on, man. Get into the real world. You're so off.
6'3" says, Joe realizes baseball's dead, right?
It's not dead yet, but we're...
It's on life support.
Half the country doesn't care. They don't care.
Hell, half of Los Angeles didn't even watch the Super Bowl. What makes you think they care about baseball?
I don't care about baseball.
I mean, I care.
Honestly, my spring and my summer will be no different.
USFL,
I care about,
baby.
Like I said, I care about the people who are outside of the game, that businesses that are losing money, people that depend on jobs.
I get that.
And all that. I mean, that's the bigger rate. But I also,
pizza,
look,
man,
I,
to people.
I do enjoy the game for 15 minutes at a time.
Wow. All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to get this show back on time. We're going to come back. We're going to hear from Tom Terrific. That's Tom Brady. He spoke on a podcast again about his retirement. I mean, it's been a week, Tom. Jeez. We'll hear from him. We'll also hear from one Ben Simmons. He is speaking. I saw that Steve Nash says that Ben Simmons is in a great place mentally. Really? So we got all that.
Good luck.
Plus, we got Red Alert Tuesday. We'll put people, teams, and situations on blast. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.